It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the dear saints of God. Thank you for just the privilege that we can bow and call upon your name. What an awesome and holy God that you are, that even while we were yet in sin, you loved us. Even while we was away from you, wasn't even interested in the things of God, yet you gave your darling Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for such as we are. Can I say thank you for that salvation? Thank you for that life. Thank you for giving us a perfect Savior. And then thank you, Father, for the precious Holy Spirit of God that showed us how lost we were, and then tendered our heart and gave us the very faith of the Lord Jesus that we could trust Him with. And then the Holy Ghost of God birthed us into the very family of God. Lord, thank you today that you're the one that saved. You're the one that placed us in the body. And thank you, Lord, that you washed us in your own precious blood. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. God, would you touch today? Heal that one. Give strength. Give that measure of strength that, Lord, you can. God, many of our old saints, they're getting up the years, just getting ready to come on home. And Father, I pray for each one of them. I pray, God, your will be done. It'd be good if you'd come today. And Lord, just take us all home. But Lord, your will be done. There's work yet to be done. And God, help us today that we'd proclaim the gospel until the last breath goes out of our body. For it's in Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. And this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And what a blessing it is to be with you again. Well, here it is Wednesday. And let me encourage you, take the little family to the house of God. I mean, just sing the songs of Zion. Listen to the word of the Lord. In fact, listen to those old hymns. If you're in a little Bible-believing church, don't ever get tired of singing the old hymns of God. Don't ever get tired of prayer. Don't ever get tired of hearing the word of the Lord. I mean, if you're tired of it, they's a battle that's raging in your life. You're listening to the wrong spirit. Now I want you to open your Bible to the Word of God with me today. And I love what Paul writes in chapter number 6. We touched this on verse yesterday, verse 19. And let me just make note here. He said, I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. As a born-again believer, God saves us. Our inward spirit is saved eternally. You can't lose that salvation. You can lose the joy of that salvation. But can I say to you that that salvation is, if Jesus died one time, He births you in this world one time. In other words, you're born in this world naturally one time. You don't get go back twice. No. Me, old Nicodemus, asked the Lord that. He said, "You mean I got to go back in the womb and be born again?" No, no, no. You must be born again from above. What above? God, the Holy Spirit. But let me say this. After God saved you, we must realize and never forget we're in an old rotten shell. We're in the infirmity. The manner of man is the infirmity of our flesh. And may I say to you, as a lost sinner, we're paralyzed. We're servants. In fact, in other words, what keeps a person going on in sin? One of the things of our day is dope. And folks, I want to tell you, dope is a powerful thing. Be careful. Don't let that dope get a hold of you. Don't let alcohol get a hold of you. Don't let sex get a hold of you. Don't let sin get a hold of you. God has set you free. God has given us a choice that we can serve the Lord. Now listen to verse number 20. He said, "For when we were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness." When you were a servant and bond slave to sin, you couldn't get out, but you were free from righteousness. You didn't know how to live righteous. It was not in you. But he says here, "What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed?" Oh, look back since God saved you. Some of the things that you're ashamed of. Some of the things that you've done that, oh, if I could just relive it. Some of the things that you've said. Some of the things that you've thought. Some of the things that you've gone through. But he says, "What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? For the end of those things is death." When you were in sin, you were sinning, and the result was death. See the principle, going back up to verse number 17, there's a form of doctrine. In Adam, we all die, but in Christ, we all live. Hallelujah. That's the greatest form of doctrine that I know of anywhere. You're born in sin and iniquity, and may I say to you, that's natural. And until you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive Him as your life, may I say to you, He's the only one that changes our life. Oh, I'm ashamed of the sin that I've committed in my life. It bringeth forth death. But he said that are those things that you're ashamed of. Just look at yourself. Are you glad you're saved? Are you glad you're born again? Look at verse 22. But now being, there's that little word again. See, there's a lot of folks, they think, oh Lord, I've got to hang on. I've got to endure to the end. I've got to climb up the mountain. No. God saved you by pure grace, and He began a work in you, and it's working day by day as you yield to the Lord. I believe if a person really gets saved, he don't want to go back out there in that world. He don't want to go out there and get involved in sin. But now being made free from sin, oh, listen to this. How saved are we? How saved does God want us to be? God wants us to serve Him. We are being continually God's working on us. In fact, you read in the Bible, God deals in judgment with the world and sin. But how does He deal with you and I? In other words, as His children. Well, if you're a parent, you deal different with your own children than you do anybody else's youngins. I mean, they just something about it. What is it? Well, God deals with his children. But we're being made free from sin. And can I say to you, when I fail him, what happens? He deals with me. He takes me out behind the old barn and he gives me a thrashing. He deals with me. He speaks to me. He draws me. He corrects me through the word. When your spirit gets weak, he corrects you. He wants you to have the spirit of fullness in your life. But now being made free from sin. Sin bringeth forth death. God's people that are saved, we're not deliverers of death. We're deliverers of righteousness. And become, but now being made free from sin, and become servants to God. Oh, my soul. Would we just think for a moment? When you get up every morning, what do you say? Look to God. How did Jesus teach us to pray? Many times we bow our heads and we pray down. But Jesus said, Our Father, which art in heaven. And now, we being free, made free from sin, being made anew, amen, from sin, and become servants to God. We need to look up and say, Father, oh, what do you want me to do today? Where do you want me to go today? Now I want to tell you something. There's one thing that God wants you to do. He wants you to pray. He wants you to yield to him. He wants you to look in that Bible and let him see what he has to say to you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. See, the Holy Spirit of God moved on holy men to write this old book. And that's why God said to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of God. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. To choose sin bringeth forth death, but to yield to God, the end is everlasting life. And look what this Bible said. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a passage of scripture that is. My friend, can I say to you, God's grace is sufficient. Trust him. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.